Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Yedzayinim Abayz. We're holding on Yedzayinim and Aleph, four lines on the bottom, the last word on the line. So says the Gemara Yibayilahu, we have a Shaila, Avar va'af amai. What's the halacha if a person did not make an Erev Tavshilin, and then he went ahead and he cooked, b'mezid, he cooked for Shabbos. So what's the halacha with the food? Is he allowed to eat that food? So says the Gemara Tashima, Mi shalai haniyach eruvi tafshilin, ketzadu waisa. Person didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, he needs food for Shabbos, so what should he do? Makne kimchoy la'achirim, v'achirin oifin lo'y mevashin lo'y. He's makne his kemach, his flour to his friends, and then they go ahead and they bake for him and they cook for him. Now v'isa, now if it's true that if a person was avar va'afa, that a person he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin and he cooked anyways, b'mezid, that the food becomes mutter, so then he has another Eitzah. Listen, Avar Va'afa Mutter. The Braisa should have mentioned this Eitzah as well, that if he cooked the Mezit, so then the food also becomes Mutter. So says the Gemara, in a Chanami, it could be it does. It just said, Amar Vada Bar Masna, Tana, Tekanta, the Hetera Katani, Tekanta, the Isura, like Katani. That's not a Taina. The Tana was telling you Eitzahs of things that are Mutter to actually do. So to sell your Kamach to your friends, that's Mutter. To go and be Avar Va'afa, you're not allowed to do that. It's just, the Shailu was just, if you did it, whether or not the food becomes Mutter or not. But it's not something that you're allowed to do, that's why the Tana didn't mention it. Tashema, Misha Niach Eruve Tafshilan, a person who set up an Erev Tafshilan, Hareza Aifem of Vashil Matman, so he could do all the different cooking activities. He could bake, he could cook, he could be Matman. Vimratza Lachalas Eruve, Arushas Biyada. And if after he finishes cooking and he wants to eat his Erev, so he's allowed to. Achloi Achloi Afa. However, let's say he ate it too soon, he ate it before he cooked. Achloi Hitman, or before he insulated. Sareze, Loi Aifa, Loi Vashil Yadman, so then he can't bake or cook or insulate. Loi loy, loy lacherim, not for himself, not for others. Loy acherim, oifin mevashin loy, others can't cook for him. Avo mevashin huli yomtiv, but he could still, this guy who didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, he could still cook for yomtiv, that's fine. Vim heiser heiser l'shabbos, and if there's leftovers food, so that leftovers, the leftovers is mutter on Shabbos. The leftovers does not become usr on Shabbos, that's mutter. Uvilvachel yarim, but he can't pretend, he can't fake and say, oh yeah, I'm cooking for yomtiv. Cook extra food and then really be cooking it for Shabbos. That he's not allowed to do. Vim harim, and not only that, but if he does, so aser, then the food becomes aser. So here you have a case of a person, he did not make an Erev Tavshilin, and he cooked for Shabbos, pretending that it's for Yontif. So he cooked b'mezid for Shabbos, and we see Chazal gave a kanas, and the food is aser. So that's the answer to our Shailam. Says the Gemara, no, there's two reasons why you can't bring a raya from this braisa. Number one, says the Gemara, Amar Avashi, Haramuka Amrit. You're bringing a raya from Arama. Shani Harama dechmiru barabanan tfei mezid. It could be Chazal are more likely to give a kanas on a person who cooked for Shabbos b'mezid and is pretending that he's doing it for Yom Tif. That's worse. That's worse that he's not even acknowledging the fact that he's doing something wrong. But it could be if a person, he knows he does something wrong, he cooked b'mezid, it's just he couldn't control himself, so then Chazal would be a little bit nicer to him and would not kanas him and aser his food. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, a different reason why you can't bring a raya from this braisa is because all you've shown is that there's one Tana who holds that the food becomes aser. But I'll tell you that that's Tana hamani chananya hi valiwa de beishamai, that it's chananya within the shita of beishamai. And we don't obviously pass on like Beis Shammai. And this Tana is chananya aliba de beishamai, who we find elsewhere is very machmer in Hilchas Erev Tavshilin. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Chananya says, Beshami Oimer, and Beshami says, that in Oifin Elam can Erev Vipass, Vim Avashlan Elam can Erev Vitafsho, Vim Taimnin Elam can Chamin Tamunim Erev Yomtiv. That for every activity you want to do on Yomtiv for Shabbos, you have to make an Erev for that thing. You want to cook, you have to have a Tafsho, you want to bake, you have to have some bread, you want to be Matman, you have to have been Matman something already Erev Yomtiv. Everything you do, you have to already have an Erev for that activity before Yomtiv. Whereas Beisil says, no, you just make one Erev and then that allows you to do all sorts of cooking activities. So again, so you see Chananya, Aliba de Beishamai is very machmer in Hilchos Erev Tafshilin. So granted, you found the Braisa that says that we give a Kanas, but I'll tell you that the Tana of that Braisa is Chananya, Aliba de Beishamai, and we don't paskin like that, we paskin like Beisil. So Tashma says the Gemara another attempt for a raya of the halach of avar va'afa. Says the Braisa ha'maaseh peroisa v'shabbos. A person takes off meiser from his fruits on Shabbos, so he's not allowed to do that. Snir kemisaking. He did it anyways. Says the Braisa b'shoigeg. If he did it b'shoigeg, so yoichal. He's allowed to eat the food. There's no kanas. B'mezid, but if he did it b'mezid, so lo yoichal. Chazal gave a kanas, and he can't eat the fruit. He can't eat the fruit. So you see that Chazal give a kanas for a person who did the Isser Darabana b'mezid. Says the Gemara, there's no raya. Leitzricha de islei peri achrine. I'll tell you there, Chazal gave a kanas because mistama he has other fruits. And therefore, they gave a kanas. But over here, he doesn't have any other Shabbos food. If he doesn't cook now in Yom Tov for Shabbos, he's not going to have food for Shabbos. So maybe there, Chazal did not give a kanas. You can't bring a raya from Meiser. Well, Tashma, another attempt. Hamat bel kelev b'Shabbos, a person whose tevil is kelev on Shabbos. So tefilas kelev on Shabbos is an issur derabanan and also an irkim esakin. So b'shoigeg, if he did it b'shoigeg, yishtamish behen. So he's allowed to use it. If he tevilled the plate, he could use that plate on Shabbos. B'mezid lo yishtamish behen. But if he did it b'mezid, then he's not allowed to use that plate. So again, you see, he did an issur derabanan b'mezid, and Chazal gave a kanas, here too also b'erev tavshilin. Says the Gemara, no. Two reasons why Tfilas Kalim is different. First of all, I'll tell you that over there it's different. Chazal were willing to give a kanas by Tfilas Kalim because Mestama, he has other dishes that he could use. He doesn't need to use this dish. Inami, another difference is that Efsha Beshela, even if he doesn't have any other dishes, he could go to his neighbor and he could borrow some plates. But you're not borrowing a Shabbos Suda from your neighbor. So therefore, Kobi Chazal gave a kanas by Tfilas Kalim, but you can't bring a riot from there that Chazal also gave a kanas by Erev Tavshilin. So it says the Gemara Tashima, I'm a vashel b'Shabbos, a person who cooks food on Shabbos. So now here, again, he can't borrow food from his neighbors, and Mestami doesn't have any other food, otherwise he wouldn't be cooking now. And still, says the Braisa, a person who cooked on Shabbos, b'shoigeg yoichal b'mezid lo yoichal. B'shoigeg he could eat the food, but b'mezid he's not allowed to eat the food. So you see, Chazal gave a kanas on the person who did the malacha b'mezid. Well, says the Gemara, Isur de Shabbos Shani. That's because he did an Isur Daraisa. He cooked on Shabbos. That's much more chomer. But you can't bring a raya from there to Ochaz Yom Tov, whereby the guy who didn't make an Erev Tavshilin and he cooked anyways for Shabbos, which is an Isur Darabanan. You can't prove just that from the fact that Chazal made a kanas by Bishul on Shabbos, that they would also make a kanas for Erev Tavshilin. Says the Gemara, Vaiter Beishami Oimrim Shnei Tavshilin. We mentioned in the Mishnah, Machlekes Beisham and Beisilo, what to use for Erev Tavshilin. Beisham says you need two Tavshilin, and Beisilo said no, just one Tavshil. And we said that even Beisham, who says you need two Tavshilin, agrees that if you have egg and you smear some egg on top of it, so that counts as two Tavshilin. But the Machlekes is about whether or not you need two. So says the Gemara that the Machlekes is about whether or not you need two, Masnisan de lo kiai Tano. It's not like the following Tano, who learned the Machlekes Beisham and Beisil differently. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Amr Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Maidim Beisham and Beisil la shnei tafshilon shetzarech. Everybody agrees you need two tafshilon. Even Beisil holds you need two tafshilon. Ama nechelku, what's the Machlekes al dagu beitza sha'alov? How to view this egg with the beitza smeared on top, with the egg smeared on top. Shebeshamay Aimrim Shnei Tavshilin. Beshamay says that you still need two Tavshilin, meaning this only counts as one. Ubeisil Aimrim Tavshil Echad. And no, if you have this, so then you only need one Tavshil because this counts as two Tavshilin. So the Machlekes is how to view the case with the fish with the egg smeared on top, and that whether or not you view that as two Tavshilin or not. Vishavin, and says Rav Shimon ben Elazar, says Rav Shimon ben Elazar that they both agree, even Beishame agrees, Shem Pirper Beitza, if you crumble an egg, you make scrambled eggs, V'nasan L'Seich HaDag, and you put it inside the fish, so that, Oy Sherisei Kaflutais, V'nasan L'Seich HaDag, or you mince some leek, and you put it inside the fish, Shehein Shnei Tavshilin, that it counts as two Tavshilin. And Amar Rava says that L'maisa Hilchasa Katana Didan Valiba de Beisilo. That the Lacha is like our Tana, Liba de Beisilo, who says that you only need one Tafshil. And a few more lines says the Gemara, Achla Ya'isha Avad Arezala Yavashil Allah V'chulu. The Mishnah said, and if a person ate his Erev, or it got lost before he got a chance to cook for Shabbos, so then you can't rely on it anymore and cook for Shabbos. Amar Abayi says Abayi Naktinan, we have a Messiah that hischil beisasoi v'neichal v'nechal eruvay goimer. That if a person already started baking his challah and then the Erev, someone ate the Erev, so then he could continue baking the challah. He doesn't have to take it out of the oven.